Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go, off and running on this Wednesday, July the 29th, 2020. Middle of the week here, getting close to the end of the month of July. Wednesday, July 29th. 2020, 729, 2020. How many different ways can I say that? 14 minutes past the hour, and we've got a jam-packed day here on WWGH Radio. Now, we've had great guests this week. Jeff Ruthen on Monday, Governor Ted Strickland yesterday, Dr. Art Ueline, and it's all been great. But today is one of those days where we're going to take the WWGH family and just put us together here for 4 hours this morning and just have a real conversation over the breakfast table, as they used to say. As for the first hour this morning, 2 hours, I will be joined in studio by Terry Tackett. And then Terry is going to stick around for the first time ever. This will be groundbreaking when Glenn comes in for the On the Air program, when Glenn and I normally do our Wednesday chit-chat. Terry will be here for that, so we'll have 4 hours of that. And then, of course, we have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12 to 1. And we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today from 4 until 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. So it's a packed day here on WWGH Radio. So without any further ado, as they say, which I think is a French word, we bring in Terry Tackett on this Wednesday morning. Terry, how you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. How's everybody doing?
We're all good, and we're all here for a big day. Wednesday. Because today's going to be conversation day about the minutia of life. Because, frankly, the last 2 days has been all, on this show at least, coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Now, it had to be done.
Right.
Because on Monday we brought Jeff Ruth in to talk about will coronavirus hamper the sports season. So we've done that. And then yesterday Governor Strickland wanted to talk about how it's impacted the state, being a former governor. And then Dr. Art Ueline, of course, wanted to talk about medically how it's impacted everything. So we've done 4 hours on coronavirus this week, and today we can be coronavirus-free and get back to the minutia of life. Because I do believe you have to cover it. It's the biggest story in the history.
It's not going away.
No, biggest story in the history of the world.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, if we do it every day, all the time, we really got nothing new to say.
Right. Yeah.
So that's that.
I agree. Yeah.
So what is new in your life at this particular juncture?
Oh, boy, what is new? Not just the car and...
Oh, yeah, the new car. Tell people, have you told people about the new car?
I just got a new car. Not brand new, but new to me. I mean, just...
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, just enjoying it. And...
So what kind of car is it?
It's a Ford Focus. Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, nice car. So,
I did. Well, there are gremlins in the soundboard this morning. So this is the weirdest thing. I have no idea.
You didn't feed them, did you?
Oh man. Okay. How do you sound now?
Good.
Are you sure?
No.
No. See, there's a weird thing going on, and I have no idea what that even is. But we do all warts and stuff on the air like this. We do sound checks on the air.
Exactly.
We don't come in prepared.
If you're looking for a professional program, you might want to tune in somewhere else.
This ain't the one. Yeah. You are on the wrong program.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
That train left a long time
ago. Left a long time ago. We're not even trying.
That's right.
We're not even trying.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, yesterday morning I gave what I thought was a great introduction to Dr. Art Ueline. And then he wasn't there when I went to the phone. Now, he said he heard it. I guess he had muted the phone on his end because he was waiting on hold, and he called right back, and everything was fine. Uh-huh. But, you know, that's very disheartening when you give this great introduction.
And you go to
and now we welcome to these microphones Dr. Art Ueline, and you bring it, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You think, oh, man.
Silence, yeah.
Oh, man. We're in trouble now.
Exactly.
We're going off the deep end.
Well, and that's usually, like, when something like that happens, a lot of times that's kind of the way the day's going to, you know what I mean? That's kind of a...
It was a good... But you know what? It didn't turn into a horrible sign because the doctor was great yesterday and gave so much information that I had not heard in regard to the COVID-19.
Now, as far as he goes, like, is he optimistic, or is what's his outlook on it? I mean,
well, it's going to be rough. I mean, we will get through it, was what he said in the end. But there's a lot of stuff going on with this that we really don't know. First of all, he talked about how a vaccine, even if we get it, it's going to be after the first of the year, and it's probably going to be the spring, most likely. And it might be one of those vaccines that you have to get two vaccinations to totally eradicate it. And as we know, most people don't go back for the second vaccination.
Yeah.
Plus, you've got the anti-vaxxers, which have always been around. So if you don't completely get rid of something, you don't get rid of it.
Right.
So there's that. And then number two is people are not wearing the masks fully. There are states where we're not shutting down the economy. Well, look what just happened in Columbus. Now, this is strange to me. Now, okay, the city... here we're talking about coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
But this is an interesting story. You know, just 45 minutes up the road in Columbus, Ohio. Okay, the bars and restaurants close at 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the city council said, we're getting a lot of cases of coronavirus with the kids who are out between 10 and 11. So we are going to force all the bars and restaurants in Columbus to close at 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock. So somebody sues the city council and says, listen, you can't do that. And we learned yesterday that now a restraining order has been put in place that they cannot make them close at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
It's temporary.
Right.
I guess until they can hear the case or whatever. But, okay. Now, here's my thing in this. What is the big difference between 10 and 11 o'clock?
Yeah. 1 hour?
I mean, is this when they do their business?
Right.
That 1 hour?
I see, that's the whole thing with me about this whole, is that there's a lot of things to me that just doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm trying to...
Well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, I don't want to see anybody's rights violated.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But we are in a pandemic, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
So,
yes.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, are we just supposed to leave things the same and not bother them? Not bother with them?
Right.
And I'm still not sure what civil right this violates. Is it a civil right that they're... I'm still not really sure what right, what an unalienable right they feel is being violated.
Your right to party.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like on Sunday. You can't buy wine before 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a violation of your... Because you can buy wine at 11, but you can't buy it at 10?
10, yeah.
I'm not quite sure I understand. And these are not permanent laws. That's another thing. It's not like somebody's saying forever you can't open your bar or restaurant till 11 o'clock. Nobody's saying that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying you're going to have to wear a mask
for
the rest
of your life.
They're
just asking you to adjust, you know, to adjust your...
But what... Somebody tell me what law is being violated... That obviously, I mean, there has to be something, or they wouldn't have put this restraining order in place.
Yeah. Well, is it a control thing? They think they're just, you know, that they're trying to get too much control?
Well, but I don't... there has to be some legal background on this, or I don't think the judge
would have
ruled.
Or would have ordered a restraining order, right?
I mean, right. Yeah. So what... I did not read... I should have read up more up on this.
Yeah.
But I'm still not sure why everybody's getting in such a bunch... over this event. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just seen the article briefly. I didn't really, you know, I went to the 10 TV website there.
There's a problem here in America with this pandemic that I don't understand, because both Governor Strickland yesterday and Dr. Yulin said that there are places in the European Union which have handled this. You know, it has come, they have handled it, and it has went. What are we doing wrong here?
Mm-hmm.
That where we remain number one and have been number one with this for a long time.
What did I see? Did I see something the other day? And I may have this total wrong. I mean, maybe you've seen it. Did something like out of 190 countries, 166 of them or something, we're not allowed to fly into or something?
Yeah,
or?
But I mean, clearly they're doing something over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That
yeah.
is...
They've eradicated it somehow, and...
Well, I don't even think it's that bad in China anymore.
Right.
Where it started.
Yeah.
So what are they doing that we are not doing.
Yeah, New Zealand, I think, whether they're down to no cases. I mean,
I just, you know what? I don't think the masks are the greatest thing in the world to wear. And you know what? I don't want anybody to lose any business. But I am just shocked at the outrage that people have over that.
Me too.
I mean, how is this really hurting your life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm...
If anybody has anything on this, call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And as far as like retailers go, they can't all they have to do is just like offer you one. Is that right? Or I mean, as far as, because that's what me and the pastor was talking about yesterday.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, if you know, let's just pick a, you know, like say a Dollar General, you know, like if you go in without a mask, they can offer you one, but you don't have to take, right? I mean,
well, no, now right now there's a mask mandate in statewide.
Yeah,
and it's my understanding that if you're out in public, you do have to wear it.
Okay, because I know
not outside,
right?
But inside, yes. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
The other countries probably aren't protesting and maybe going to the beaches in thousands and different stuff like that. Maybe they kind of know to, and maybe they were wearing masks. I don't know. But and things. It seemed like when the beaches all started, people started going. And, of course, up north, they're going to go down to Florida and stuff, and then they come back, they just bring it back.
Well, when they tried to close the beaches, though, didn't they throw a fit about that, too? I mean...
When they what?
When they closed the beaches, didn't the people throw a fit about the beaches being closed, too, or...?
Yeah, but you got to think, years ago, if there was a, say, if you had, not TB, but something, the health department quarantined you, and you could not go out.
Well,
they can't do that, and they can.
Well, didn't they suggest that, and everyone went berserk because they said they couldn't be cooped up that long, or I don't know, or something, and...
I don't know, because my grandmother, my aunts, which they would be in their 90s, they would get quarantined, I don't know if it's over diphtheria or something, all the time. And stuff, and they didn't say a word about it. It's now everybody has a right. Everybody can have a gun. You can't walk down the street. I have a right to walk down the street and different stuff without getting shot. If you hunt, have a gun. And if you're going to protect yourself, have a gun at your house and shoot each other. But don't go out shooting other people. And people can't look at each other. I watched a guy, he was a veteran. And he was at one of those protests. And I guess he was retired, but he was young. He had a flag. They called him the N-word. You can't say that, but they did. Now, who's going to touch anybody with a black lives? They're not going to touch them. And you get into different places, and they know which Whirlpool. I hear a lot of people that work there, and they're white. They don't like how they're treated there at all. But they somehow, if you're black or something else, they won't catch you because they know they're going to get sued. And the stuff needs to stop about getting sued. When Trump, that lady, could not go in a restaurant and sit down with her family, or you can't wear a MAGA hat, but you can wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, and it's okay? I mean,
well,
this
I think,
has got to stop.
Well, I think one of the reasons for that particular issue, the Trump hat, the Black Lives Matter, or, you know, let's say you wore a shirt that had profanity on it. Businesses are private, and the business owner can tell anybody to leave at any time for any reason. So I would guess that if a business owner did not like Black Lives Matter, they're within their right to, it's private property, they can throw them out. And if somebody doesn't like a Trump hat, they can throw them out. If they didn't like profanity on your t-shirt, they can throw them out. Like this radio station, this is private property. If somebody walked in here and did something or had something offensive to say or do, we could ask them to leave. That's well within our rights. You can do what you want on public property. That's where your constitutional amendments come in. But you can't come in somebody's living room and do something that they don't like.
Well, I know that, but in the little town I grew up, we had one restaurant. Well, we had more, but the blacks weren't allowed in it, and it was privately owned and different stuff. So if you're going to make one rule for everything, make it for everybody. To me, it's like you can't And the ones I feel sorry for, I hate to say, is American Indians. I watched them on the reservation. They have no plumbing. They have no water. I thought they all were getting money from casinos. They live terribly. We should forget about the black issue and go with the Indian issue and put the millions in them. Well, they're not burning down our cities and doing stuff. It's like anybody could do anything.
And this is an important point to make, just factual point here. The difference about a nationality or a race and a hat are, if somebody says you can't come in here unless you take that hat off, you can take the hat off. If somebody says you can't come in here because of your race, you just can't come in. You can't change that. That's difference. You can't, that's apples and oranges. And the other thing is that when we get to the idea of, what was the other issue there we were talking about? What was the other thing you said, ma'am? You said something.
Well, I don't know, but the ones I feel sorry for is
the American
Indian.
Well, yeah, the American
Indian.
Yeah,
because I couldn't believe how bad they've been treated. And they get, I thought they got help from the government like crazy, and they don't. They don't burn stuff down.
That's what I want to talk about. Well, but the and I think people should, because I found this to be an interesting fact, and I think people should know this. The number one group protesting right now in this movement to Black Lives Matter movement and Change Everything movement, the number one group out there protesting is young white people. It's not African Americans. So I don't think people know that. The number one group out there protesting this right now. Now, you would think it might be African Americans. It's not.
Yeah, the ones I see are, and the ones doing all the looting are the, and then I think the government should, if those mayors let them loot, do not give them a penny to help build up, nothing. If they can't figure out that they're hurting their own jobs by doing this and stuff, and things, I don't know. From now on, when it comes on and they say the word black, I turn it off. I'm tired of hearing. There's other races, there's whites, there's Hispanic, and there's the Indians and all, but all you hear is black, 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 and I'm tired of it. They've had how many years to get it together and to get it right and stuff, and all these killings. They kill each other where they don't think a word about it. Little babies. But you let, I think the police should not be sued, period. I walk down the street, I'm in a grocery store, and somebody kills me. Well, I want my $12 million, too. But the person that shoots me doesn't have any money. So what do? I need to get shot by a policeman to get money.
Well, I think
and, of course, that old owl Sharpton and everybody's there because they help them and they get it. A thing, I mean, and stuff. When somebody gets sued and 99% they're all doing something illegal. That little kid up in Cleveland had that gun. That lady got scared sitting there at that bench. He was waving it around where a 12-year-old can look like a 15-year-old. And when you pull up and you see a kid with a gun, maybe he's waving it, you don't know whether to shoot or not. I mean, these people, police want to go home too. And it's not fair and stuff. And you see every one of these people that they've got with the chokehold and that Floyd. And I like that one lady. She said he's been in prison 8 times. He's nothing, and she's black. He's nothing but a hoodlum. And he's selling drugs and getting people killed. And he had that gun in that pregnant lady's stomach. 3 of them went in there for to rob her of money or drugs. And they make him out like he's a saint. If that was my kid, they wouldn't be. He'd be told what he is. He's a hoodlum, and that's what he is.
Well, but ma'am, I think there's some misinformation here, because when George, I mean, this is just the facts, and this is the police report. I mean, the police themselves did this report. When George Floyd was killed, the reason was somebody said he was trying to pass off a phony $20 bill. He didn't have a gun to anybody's stomach. He wasn't pointing a gun at anybody.
No, not then. At that time, he wasn't, but they're making him out like he's a saint.
Well,
like
I don't know that he's a saint, but I don't. But I don't know. I guess my question would be, if you're a police officer that rolls up on the scene there, and all you've got is a report that there's a gentleman trying to pass off a counterfeit $20 bill, why do you put him on the ground and put your knee on his neck?
Well, I think what they need to do, unless they kill somebody, the police pull up and just say, "You didn't kill anybody robbing this store." okay, just go. Take the money and go. It would be better because the police cannot do anything. Everybody's not going to use the same judgment, and no, they shouldn't have done that to him. But there's a 300-pound guy and a little 150-80-pound policeman that will have to take him down. Now, how is he going to get this guy down? He can't. He's going to use whatever he can to get him down.
Well, getting him down, I think getting him down was not the issue if he was acting up. I think it was putting your knee in his neck and him saying, I can't breathe, and you leaving your knee on his neck for, what, 8 minutes after he's passed out?
Yeah, but I mean, I watched this one show on TV, and it's the police pulling him over. And 90% of them, you never see a Hispanic or an Asian. You see some whites, but you see the black. And none of them will come out of the car. They put the police dogs on them. None of them. And they're all either driving without a license, or this car's stolen, or all this stuff. And they have to chase them down like crazy. And 90% of it. And I know they get tired of it and different stuff, but no, they shouldn't do that. But there was plenty of police around there. That shouldn't have happened. And I'm talking about all these other times when if you had to take a guy down, and you're pretty big, and the guy you're going to take down is 400 pounds, how are you going to get him when he's fighting you?
I think this guy had reinforcements there, which I think is what I would do.
Yeah, he did. But what if somebody that is going to take him 10 minutes to get to where you are, and you got to handle this guy, he's fighting you. I don't know.
You got like wouldn't a taser? I mean, a taser would take him down.
Yeah, but some of them, they can't use it. And now this one police department out there, they can't use pepper spray, they can't use taser, they can't use, I don't think, those baton things they use. They can't use anything. And why would you even want to be a policeman? I mean, you want to go home too. And these people that are doing stuff like and different stuff, no, he shouldn't. When he said he can't breathe, but what you watch these shows and they say, well, I'm not coming out of the car, you know, or do this. I want a solicitor here. So then they have to call in another policeman to come, and they always make him get out. It is like, no, they won't ever do anything that they're told. It's like stop, you know, and this and that, and they just won't do it. I don't know. There's got to be a solution, but. The riots and stuff, it makes me sick because there goes everybody's tax money. I don't care if it's a federal building. I don't care if it's Target. They have no right to do it.
No,
and
I don't think anybody
and
has.
And then they go into jail, and then they turn right around and come back out before the ink's probably wet on whatever it is. You got to get some control of this country. This country, to me, is going to pot. I mean, I'm older. I'm really old. And I look back at this, and I think, God, if my mom was alive, I don't know what. We don't treat anybody any different. I don't.
Well, I don't,
I don't care what nationality you are, but you do not do all this stuff. You have to answer to it.
Well, I don't think anybody should go and destroy anybody's property. I don't think anybody should loot anything, but I also...
No, but they watch them. They just sit there. I don't care... if it takes, I don't know if it's Portland, I just quit watching it. If it takes 5,000 federals, send them in there, get control of the stuff. If the Mexicans come over at us with those tanks, I guess the cartel down there are into drugs, are we just going to let them roll across the border and not do nothing? The druggies down there are supposed to be the police, more and stuff. It's like nobody does anything anymore. I don't know. It's just like I cannot believe this burning of cities out there and just letting it happen. I just cannot believe it. Not in America. I think we're over in Afghanistan or someplace.
Well, I do think, and I think the facts would back me up on this, that more Americans are doing this. And again, I say the number one group doing these protests are white Americans under the age of 30.
Well, the ones I see, they're mostly black, and the ones looting at night, I don't see hardly any whites. They're mostly black, but I do see the whites too. But he was a veteran, and he just went there to protest to take the flag. And they sit there and they called him Uncle Tom, the N-word, and you can't say that word, but they could.
Well, you can say it. You just can't say it on television or radio.
Well, they were recorded, so I guess maybe that's the difference and stuff. But it's like, I know they need to train the police, but maybe they need to get in these schools and train these kids early. Give them some, I don't know, morals, some, I don't know, something.
Well,
something different.
It's something to think about. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, people are passionate. And they certainly are, and that's what we like. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Do you have any opinion on that or anything else?
It went from masks to...
Well, go ahead, Terry. Do you have an adjoiner on that? I could see you wanted to get in on that conversation.
Of course, like you said, she was real passionate about her answer there, but I just think that we also have to separate, you know, what's... You know what I mean? As far as, I don't know how I want to say, you know, as far as what we should do, maybe ethically or...
I don't know. I just know that these are the facts we've been given.
It's obviously not right what happened, you know, I mean, that's the facts. It's not
now,
what,
right with...
What the police did, that's not right.
Oh, with Floyd.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way you should handle...
I don't know. I don't know. It's very complicated. Not that, but it's very complicated to the degree that it brings out strong feelings in people.
But I do think your point was right. Absolutely, these businesses are private, and they can definitely pick and choose. You know, I mean, if like you said, if they don't like something on your shirt or whatever, I mean, they can.
Well, we went through this so long with the cake baker.
Yeah.
In Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference. If it's something you can change about yourself, if it's a hat you can take off, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Right now we have this with masks. You know, if it's something you can take off or put on, then yes, the business has every right to ask you to do that or not to do that.
Sure.
But
sure.
If you're a private business and you're basing it on something you can't change,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly think skin color would fall under that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
I don't know what you can do with that. You can't change that.
Sure.
So that business has basically said, we will not sell to you just based on something that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'm still not sure what economically, that's why I don't understand racism at all. Because just from an economic standpoint, it doesn't work. Why would you want to eliminate, if you're a private business owner selling a product or you want the public
goods and
why would you turn people away who want to buy your product?
Yeah, that's the part even when that story first came out that I didn't understand is like, why would they turn away business? You know, I mean, of any time. I mean, what does it matter to them? All they're doing is making a cake. I mean.
But that came down, again, to religious beliefs, and people are allowed to have those.
Sure.
I mean, nobody's saying they shouldn't.
No, I agree. Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't know why. I'm still trying to figure out why baking a cake for somebody means you condone what they're doing. Like, for example, if a couple came in getting married, and let's say the woman was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's against a lot of people's religious beliefs, that you should not have relations before marriage,
yeah.
And you certainly should not be pregnant before marriage. So would you get turned down on that because you're violating somebody's religious beliefs? I don't know if you would or not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if you would know if the woman was not showing.
Right.
I think it's a very complex issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but that's the part of it that I don't... It's kind of bizarre to me. I don't know. I mean...
I would just want to make the money for the
cake. Absolutely. That's what I would, you know, that's what I'm in business for.
Well, and it's if I work at Walmart
mm-hmm.
or McDonald's, these mass places that deal with thousands and thousands of people every day. Now, are everybody I sell fries to, does that mean I condone their lifestyle? I'm sure you sell fries at some point to somebody who's on drugs. I'm sure you sell fries to some point to somebody who's committed a crime. I don't know that means that you condone what they did because you sold them French fries. Mm-hmm. You're in the French fry business.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good. You're exactly right. I mean, that, you know, you're there to do your job, you know, and and to be a profitable.
It's fascinating. Call in. Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to let people know we got this yesterday. Did this just slide under the door?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're glad for whoever dropped this off. Schmitz Ice Cream supports Marianne Matters. There's going to be a Schmitz pop-up event. Join Marianne Matters with Schmitz Restaurant and Sausage. What is this? H-A-U-S.
Haus.
Sausage Haus?
House, but it's...
Is that... Oh, that's...
That's the German spelling.
The German for house, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, join Marianne Matters in Schmitz Restaurant and Sausage House. Come and get a famous sausage and cream puff. August the 7th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Founders Park in downtown Marion. Proceeds benefit Marianne Matters. So that's the way it goes. It'll be a Schmitz pop-up event, August the 7th, 2020, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Founders Park, downtown Marion. Profits go to Marion Matters. So pay attention for that event coming up here in early August.
I love those cream puffs, man.
Well, it's interesting. They're very good. And as people try to get back to a normal lifestyle, maybe that'll be something people can
little
do.
Normalcy. I can't say that.
Well, but where are we in America with this whole pandemic at this point? And we're going to leave this to the first hour. But where are we? Why can't we get any kind of handle on this at all?
I don't know. I mean, like I say, it's flabbergasting. I see this on TV where all these other countries, like you said, seems to come and go and it's gone, but we just cannot put get a grasp on it for some reason. I mean,
none.
Do they have a vaccine? I mean, you know,
no. No, there's no vaccine.
Yeah, they just did they did the social distancing and the masks and the...
Well, and also a lot of these countries shut everything down for a period, and they said you go nowhere,
right?
Because it is viral,
mm-hmm, yeah.
And the people who have it, we're going to treat them during this time and get it out of their system, and then if there's nobody left to pass it along, well, there you go. And then also, I think restricting travel from places that are having bad cases of it also helps.
Mm-hmm. It's just frustrating. I don't know. I guess in my lifetime, I just never thought anything like this would ever come about in the United States.
How much do we put, though? I mean, look at this. Cedar Point was not going to be allowed to open, so they sued. Or we're going to sue. Threatened
mm-hmm.
to sue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The bars and restaurants in Columbus have now sued. They think you're not allowing us to do what we want to do. So anytime the government tries to come in and say this is best for getting rid of this, you get sued.
Yeah.
And then you got to go through some kind of rigmarole. And meantime, you get more cases of this and more counties are turning red. And what do you do?
Yeah. Well, I was visiting the other day with a couple of people, and I heard the one lady was scrolling through her phone, and it said, I think at the time it was when they were talking about like Meijer and Kroger, you were gonna have to wear a mask, you know, before you went in, and she said that now they wouldn't get any more of her business, that she was gonna go to some place that didn't. But her answer was just so weird. I still think about what she said. She said, "Well, first mask and then a turban."
Oh, I don't know.
So I said, well, what do you mean by that? And she goes, well, if they make us wear a mask, eventually they're going to make it. And I thought, what? And the only thing that came to my mind was what you said. Well, it's not going to be permanent. I mean.
Not to my knowledge.
It's just going to be till we can get a control of this. But.
I it's a weird thing because, you know, I don't think that I'm overreactionary when it comes to coronavirus. But what is fascinating to me is people's response.
Yeah, yeah, that's me too.
You know, I did not wear a mask prior to being told to. Mm-hmm. But when you're told to, you abide by the rules. You know, you can't go in and beat up on the storekeeper.
Right.
I mean, he's just following his mandate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't understand all that negative that comes back. It's very odd to me that people get so hot and bothered about that.
Well, somebody got mentioned it before. before I took a couple of days off, but before I took some time off, they mentioned something because somebody came in without a mask. And they mentioned something to them, and the person said that they were invoking their Fourth Amendment rights.
Because?
They didn't have a mask on, so they said well, somebody, well, the guy was teasing, but he said, why don't you have it? And he's like, oh, it's my Fourth Amendment rights. And he said, this thing's all a joke.
Well, some people do feel that way, and I don't know how you prove to somebody that it's not a joke. I mean, I guess, do you have to have somebody you know die?
Evidently. I mean, to me, it's the attitude of it's never going to happen to me, so...
You know, here in Marion, here's the thing. We had a very prominent businessman die very early on from this. Now, nobody's going to say he's not dead. Mm-hmm. He is. Now, are we disputing how he died? I don't know how anybody in Marion at this point could say that this is not real when that happened. Mm-hmm. Because most people, if you didn't know that person, you knew of the business. Mm-hmm. It's a big business here in town.
Yeah.
So do you think the family is lying about how he died? I don't think they are.
No.
So how could you say that it is not real?
Well, I think a lot of people are saying that these hospitals are getting money now for reporting everything as COVID. So they said car crashes if people die, you know, whatever, it goes down so they can get this money.
What does that mean? Coroners are lying? Doesn't the coroner have to pronounce somebody dead?
Some along the line, I don't know if they're saying maybe that they're telling them to say it was COVID. You know, I don't know. So it's a weird.
I mean, even when you die in the hospital, the coroner has to sign your death certificate,
right? And he or she would know your cause of death. You know, I mean,
right? It's not anybody. You can tell the hospital whatever you want. You can tell them I'm sick with flu, but if the coroner believes it's something different, he's going to put something different on there.
Right, but I don't know. That's just the way I interpret it. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but some different articles and things I've read to where people have been, you know, in kind of up in arms about this has been that they, you know, they're getting told to say this so they can get this money and, you know, and.
But what about the people who have died, I guess is what I don't understand. You know, do we think that their families don't know what they had?
Well, the impression I'm under is that their family is getting told that it was that, even if it wasn't.
But it's my understanding you don't just drop dead from this. Don't they see their family member? Don't they watch how they're being treated, what they're being treated for? I mean, wouldn't you catch on? Eventually,
you would think so, but like I say, I mean that's just my interpretation of the way it's.
I don't know. I just, you know, if we're skeptical of everything, then everything's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like I say, I don't know. I've had several people tell me, "Oh, just wash your hands. That's all you got." You know, I don't know if it's quite that.
Well, I do know that washing your hands does help. Dr. Yulin said that yesterday, but the mask, too.
Yeah.
It's the mask, and it's a combination of the mask and washing your hands.
Uh-huh.
By the way, if anybody wants to weigh in on any of this, feel free, even if you don't agree with what we're saying here. We want to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
But now, as far as the beaches and stuff go, I seen a video in California, and... I think it was Huntington Beach or whatever. They sued to get the beaches back open.
Well, that's a money thing.
So didn't they say that something about the kids were going to the beach and bringing it? Well, they tried to close the beaches, but they got sued to reopen them.
Well, yeah, it's money. I mean, that's what's going on in Columbus with the bars and restaurants.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so how can you get a grasp on it? And close down, you know, if you're going to get sued the next day to tell you that you need to reopen it. I mean, that's the part I don't understand. I mean, I'm sure...
Finances.
I'm sure... I don't know. I'm just saying, like, these other places that got a grasp on it, I mean, I'm sure they probably...
Well, I'm getting an internet message here, and I think this is important to mention. It's real. My brother, and this is a Marion person, It's real. My brother is in the hospital with it. He lives in Naples, Florida. This is scary stuff. You know, and I guess maybe that's it. You've got to have somebody in your family. You've got to have a friend who's got it to finally believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would all these people be making it up? These are legitimate people. These are Marion residents. These are smart people. Why would somebody make it up?
Like I say, that's just the way I, you know, from everything I read, that's just the way I read it, is that, you know.
You know, I'm okay with opinions. People can have your opinion on what should happen with the restaurants, what should happen with the bars, what should happen with the beaches. But when you start denying that it's there, now that is a little problematic.
Well, didn't somebody say it was a hoax?
That's fine. I mean, you can say it. It doesn't make it true.
Right, but that person's opinion, I think, is what kind of led to everybody saying it's not real.
Yeah, but how long do we have to go before you believe it's not?
You're going to hate this answer, but a lot of people think that it's only going to happen until after the election.
Oh, no, I hear that all the time. So, okay, the day after the election, when it's still here, which it will be.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, so then what?
Who's going to get blamed? You know, I mean, that's...
The problem is, we have, you know, well over 90 days till the election. So, between now and then, how many more people are going to die? And is it going to be one of your family members? Is it going to be one of your coworkers? Is it going to be one of your, God forbid, grandchildren, children? Is it going to be one of grandparents? Is it going to be one of your people? Because if you don't buy into it between now and election day, because you think it's going to be over on the election day, what devastation is going to hit your family between now and then?
Because, you know, that's what me and Linda were talking about yesterday. And Linda said, no matter what, and she made a great point. She said, no matter what we think, it's here. And it's real.
Well?
You know, this coronavirus. So, I mean, I guess my point is that we can treat it however we want. I mean, as an individual. You can err on the side of caution. You can say it's never going to, you know, I mean... You choose whatever you want to do.
Well, and that's it. I mean, this is where I don't understand where people's rights are being violated. Because nobody is saying you can't go outside without a mask. You are allowed to be outside without a mask. You just can't go into a private business. You're allowed to stay home without a mask. You're allowed to do anything in your house you want to do. I don't know that any... What has happened that, I mean, there are certain things you can do in your house that you can't do in public, period.
Obviously.
There always have been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The smokers are a good example of this.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, smokers could smoke in anywhere, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
But now, as of the last 20 years, no, you can't.
Right.
So, but you can still smoke at home. They're still sold in stores and places. So were their rights violated? Because I know a lot of non-smokers don't want the smokers back in the restaurants.
They deal with that, you know, yeah.
So, and the reasoning given, which is odd, ironic, I guess, in this particular case is, secondhand smoke is not good for me. Okay. So isn't this the same thing? That you... coughing on me is not going to be good if you have this? Isn't this health?
Health related, yeah. You would think so.
I mean, you would think it would fall under the health category.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. I never thought about that, but that's a good, you know. Also, too, and it's kind of on a lower scale, but I mean, when you get in your car, you have to wear your seatbelt.
And now texting while driving is a secondary offense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you don't have to, but you know the consequences if you don't wear, you know, and they pull you, you know, so.
I just don't know when we became so right-driven. And I'm still not sure what the violation of the right is. If anybody knows, tell me. What's the violation of the rights that is going on here? I would love to know this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
I just want to know if we're getting more money. That's all I want to know.
Well, you know what? I think yes. I think it looks that way. I think they're still trying to figure out what that amount is going to be. They don't want to give out as much as they did last time to like people who make $100,000 a year and things of that nature. But when will it be? We don't know. If they don't get it passed before they recess in August, it could be in September. If they get it passed in the next few days, it could be in August. We won't know.
Well, this one though's got a little caveat to it.
Well, but they haven't passed it yet.
They haven't passed it yet.
With a big old word for them.
This one is supposed to include some travel money.
What? Travel money?
Yeah. To try
what, like if you want to go on vacation?
Yeah, to try to encourage people up to $4,500.
I don't think that's going to make it through.
I didn't think we were supposed to be traveling.
Well, that's kind of the catch-22, is that on one hand, they're saying they want you to use this money to travel, but then, of course, now, so I don't know if they're talking just trips, or obviously you're not going to fly, but I mean, you know.
I don't see that ever getting through anything.
I don't know.
For some reason, they've decided 1200 is the number,
yeah,
and that's what it'll be. And it'll probably be if you make under $45,000 a year, you get the full amount.
Still talking about doing the dependent.
Yep.
Yeah, I think $500 per dependent.
For kids. The one sticking point I seen was they said something about the unemployment was going to get dropped from that extra $600 to like $200.
$200, which I think it already has. I think it's already hasn't the $600.
July 31st, I think is when.
Yeah, so there we go.
Everybody in America will have a new color TV before this is over.
That's what happened last time.
Yep.
Put another color TV.
What's a 6 TV?
Thank you.
You know, yeah.
All right, well, you know what? That takes us up to the break here. We'll be back with Terry Tackett and much more on the other side of this short but very important break.
From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam factories go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. Instead of topical, and that's kind of true.